And the other, for me, Mr. Longevity. Fred Lovell, Stanley Dombrowski, also known as Big Stoop.
Uh-huh. Bark up there?
Yes.
He went up there, and when Bark was liberated by the Russians, they killed Big Stoop.
Wow. And I made a list of, well, here's the names that I...
...who looked for, wore a white uniform, was a little short guy.
He's in that picture.
And, yeah, and he was a real no good, cruel bastard. Yeah, that was in Look For. And,
he's in that picture. I've seen him in that picture.
Our men were told by some of the friendlier guards that run from the boxcars to Look For was really an attempt to have us escape. They ran us up and stabbed us with bayonets not to kill us. And along the woods, on each side, there were German soldiers with machine guns ready to open up on us. And that was an excuse to try to get us to panic, and then they could cut us down. And two men were manacled together, handcuffed. So if a man fell, he dragged the other guy down with him.
Here's the guy you're talking about right here. You probably, I don't know if this is any use to you, but you see him there in the white hat and a white?
Yeah, that was him.
That's amazing. Yes, this guy, Don Kirby. My dad was...
That march, when I got up out of that march, they were interrogating us, including one of the guards, Big Stoop. I was carrying a pass, which I had been given at Lift 6, so that I could move from one logger to the other. And when they saw that, they passed me down the line and beat me with their rifle butts on the head and shoulders. And I was just, all I remember really was I wanted to protect my head and my spleen, you know, on the side.
Really?
So they let me lay there, and I got up and got back, and that night is when they sent a guard in to tell me that I persisted in trying to be a camp leader.
Well, there was another fella. I remember reading.
Well, it was probably Carter Lunsford, who was my adjutant.
Yeah.
Often active for me. You know.
Uh-huh. That's pretty amazing.
And you don't mind a little bit of religion in here, do you?
Not at all. Why should I? I mean, most of the guys.
After they came in and told me that they turned me over to the Gestapo.
I'm still another one again.
Yeah. My father was a Lutheran minister, and I remembered something that he said a number of times in his sermons. If you're in real trouble or danger, don't ask for it to be removed. Ask for the courage to face it. And I went to sleep the next morning. I just went out and I wasn't afraid.
Hmm.
That may sound strange, but that's really what happened.